Well, it looks like it's going to be just one of those days, but we make it work here on Zandiri. Mercy, Deepishaz.
Hi, Auntie Pish, what do you say?
Ndiribo, what do you say, Jacques?
Ndiribo.
Kumarain, what do you say?
Awa, kupisa chet as always, we are okay.
Well, I'm excited that you are going to be with me today as we, talk about very, very important topic, sexual and reproductive health and rights. And, of course, this is thanks to AfricAid, supported by the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief and USAID. And, feel free to be a part of this conversation. Mercy?
Hello. Hi, Auntie Virgin.
Hi. Can you introduce our guests, please?
Oh, so to help us and tackle and pair this amazing topic, we have Uncle Shepard, Zandiri Mentor for Bulawayo. Uncle Shepard, welcome to the show. We also have Davis and Yvette Kids from Machingwe and Marondera. Guys, welcome to the show.
And look, you can be a part of this conversation anytime. Simply SMS the word Zandiri to 33500. And this platform is absolutely for free. Saka apana zvekumbodanda ndina mari ndinana airtime ndina chichi aiwa. It's all up to you. The power is in your hands.
And we also have a WhatsApp platform.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know kakuti kune vanoti hamba SMS akadhakwa. We also have a WhatsApp platform. You can get us. You can catch us on 0732 333 5000.
Cool. And so today we're starting off with Uncle Shep or Shepherd, whatever you want us to call him. you can go ahead and give us the first question, Mercy.
Okay. So our first question is going to Uncle Shepherd. Why is sexual and reproductive health and rights for adolescents and young people important in your program interventions?
Let me just quickly try and get him on.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. One of those days for real. I think let's move on to question number two, and we'll get back to Uncle Shepherd for that one. But Yvette, if you could please explain the term SRHR. What does it mean to you as a young person? And so it is over to you, Yvette. Don't forget that you can be a part of this conversation too. All you simply need to do is text the word Zandiri to 33500. Okay, it looks like we have a bit of a glitch to the side. Mercy, if you could please hold on.
Okay.
Okay, we are Zandiri, and of course you can tune in every single Saturday and be a part of the conversation by simply SMSing the word Zandiri to 33500, and this platform is for free. Mercy, if you could quickly give us the first question again.
Uncle Shepherd, why is sexual and reproductive health and rights for adolescents and young people important in your program interventions?
Adolescents and young people living with HIV have the same sexual reproductive health needs and rights as well as other adolescents. However, due to their status, they face challenges and may have concerns. Hence, we see our role and importance as AfricAid and the CATS model in ensuring that we provide linkages and we become advocates so that they receive improved and quality service provision.
Thank you very much to Uncle Shepherd there. And so we move on to Yvette. Please, can you explain the term SRHR and what does it mean to you as a young person?
Thank you very much. My name is Yvette and I'm a community adolescent treatment supporter. And I think in my own words, I would say that sexual reproductive health rights means a number of issues that can affect men and women. That is like around their sexual health, sexual rights, reproductive health, and rights. And for me and my peers, I'm talking about the issues that affect us having like a good sexual reproductive health and rights, which can affect us like which can affect us on HIV prevention, treatment, and care.
Oh, as you always say, big up to the kids for the job well that they are doing.
Very true indeed.
And my third question is going to David. What are the top issues you have encountered when you supported your clients around SRH during this lockdown up until now?
Hello guys, listening to the show. This is David from Mashingo. When the lockdown was put in place, many breadwinners could not take care of their families. So that means that among my adolescents, they engaged in child marriages, and some of them were to deal with teenage pregnancies as a result. Then they care quickly, they do unplanned sex. Even there were lack of income in the families, and this result in more cases on sexual and gender-based violence in home. My provincial hospitals opened facilities during the lockdown period, and they were only taking emergent cases only, in which they did not see SRHR services as emergent cases. So that was the challenge again.
Thank you very much to Davis there. Now, from the issues highlighted by Davis, and Davis, I told her my issues are very, very, very important. Looking at those particular issues, what can be done in improving young people's SRHR?
For us to ensure we educate and empower our adolescents living with HIV and also children living with HIV on the SRHR needs and where they can access those services. However, I feel there is more that we can do. We need to ensure that the services that they are getting, especially during this COVID era, are affordable, accessible, available, and accountable. In light of the above statements that I highlighted, we've seen it actually more feasible to have mobile clinics that will provide those services to the young people at community level. We ensure that we monitor and we ensure that we abide by the COVID-19 regulations, infection control regulations. At the end of the day, you discover that majority of the adolescents would have got the services that they require.
Thank you very much. And so, kana une question oningo shida kubunza jesus oningo shida kuziva. Just know kuti you can use the Zandiri SMS platform 33500. Simply, ongo tumira text ra kwa kangu nyoto Zandiri chete zuba kangu ita zagadar.
Yeah, true. So you bet. You as a cat, as a peer supporter, from your point of view. Matano atawana na Davis kuti zvishunguru dzavana. What were your steps to take to address those issues stated by Davis?
So for the steps that we have taken, I can say that with the assistance we've got from our Zandiri mentors, mm-hmm. we raised these issues and they were able to link up with other partners on how to address the issues that are around, like food security and support, as well as providing, like they provided further counseling and support for adolescent girls and young women who are now in like child marriages and who are now in these marriages. and also like for survivors of sexual and gender-based violence in other risky situations. And I can also say that, again, we managed to bring the issue of SRHR, like sexual and reproductive health rights services, not being made a priority to the mentors, and they, as the mentors, managed to communicate with the facilities to ensure that we, as young people, and as adolescent girls and young women, we receive sexual and reproductive health services is required. So we will continue to speak up, because we see that the power of speaking up when things are not working is essential, and that because we talked about these issues and changes were made, and if changes were made, means that we can still speak up, and we will be able to continue to ensure that adolescents and young people have good sexual and reproductive health rights.
Wise words indeed from Yvette. Now, this show was made possible through support from the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, and the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, PEPFAR. And, of course, to learn more about USAID's work in Zimbabwe, visit www.usaid.gov/Zimbabwe. www.usaid.gov/Zimbabwe. And this particular episode is actually live right now, Mercy. It's already live, Israel. So, per Facebook, per Zandiri Facebook page, as well as per ZFM Stereo Facebook page. So, be a part of this conversation. Musajkeni, you post some questions. On that note, I have a question for you, Dave. And if you could, can you take us through, you know, the barriers that continue to hinder young people from accessing SRHR services being offered?
Yeah. Also, looking at the factors that lead to some young people and adolescents not having accessing sexual reproductive health services on time or sometime in time back, we look like figures like distance from service delivery. Kwanengache gara kumba kwacho kunenge kuri kure nekuyanenge chipano access enangiri e service. So mbunzo no pa uya avoid. No, should I take this long journey or should I just stay home? Something like that. And also, the second one is the cultural and religious beliefs. In other cases or in other areas where young people are located, it is important to access sexual reproductive health rights services. But in others, they are forced into relations with the child marriages. So, it's a cultural belief or is the religious belief that led to that. So that was another factor that led to not have young people accessing SRHR services. Hey, let's look on the third one. Lacking information. So information on SRHR services. Unavailability of services. My services and gasing the for example, taking that bag, taking your bag, Kunakutanga Tanga Paramana in the Afambas distance, like Kura, Ashkai Coco, Scorpanzi. Ah, Panapo, we don't offer the service. We refer you to another clinic, or we refer you to another service provider. No, so I tell you, I am demotivated. So I had to the next time, we will not take that option again. There are side effects, which is the fifth. There are side effects. For example, for young people who are taking ARVs and antiretroviral drugs, they cause side effects. Having side effects on one's progress of having good sexual reproductive health rights.
Wow, thank you so much, Dave.
So guys, don't forget, you can be part and parcel of the show. Just post any question to 33500. Just send a text message to 33500. And the platform is 24/7. You can text any time. It's 24/7.
Sure.
So last week we focused on the maternal health component a bit as well, as we talked about prevention of mother-to-child transmission. As advocate, what other components on SRH do you focus on when supporting your clients and sensitization of communities and collaborating with other partners? Uncle Shepherd.
Apart from PMTCT, our SRHR components also include partner discordance, adherence to ART, VIAC, PEP, PREP, family planning, birth preparedness, voluntary medical male circumcision. We have kids that are on the ground that have been trained to refer and link all our adolescents and young people for all these services.
Thank you very much, Uncle Shepherd, for that. You know, sensitization, yeah, the community, it is very, very important. And that's the reason, one of the reasons why Tichuya on a Saturday like this, Kupa information, because Tichuya Kutuzo, vanu vari around us, vemu community, vanzuwisise, ningirini ma situations, acho, vanzuwisise, tuzuwisise, zunenge zuchitika, my emotions, and so that they know how to deal with it. And Dave, if you could let us know, you know, what are some of the key messages you would want the listeners to know with regards to accessing SRHR services?
Then also, when COVID-19 began, our services, I found very poor, and they were reduced, and some of them were changed. So, however, Shakanaka Kwamuri Kutizile with my SRHR services, Akadasima contraceptives, we akadasima safe for cancer screening and treatment, yao, we akadasima STI screening and treatment, pongoshiti, manematina or health, we nejimu kujaka wanda ima service, ayakansuwa kujaka okewa. Saka, chakadini, kana munu, ashinge achaza kuwana, SRHR service, asi, achikwansipandra kuiwana, so ya kwanzira chini. Chino toko nzira, increase, ima risky, for my SRHR problems. I can see that my increase in HIV and STI transmission point out my complications for my pregnancies and during childbirth. So, guys, my services, my advices are for online, by internet. We munokwanisa zviri kumawana kuma community health workers kuma community.
Thank you very much, Dave.
So, Uncle Shepherd, encouraging parent adolescents communication on adolescent reproductive health. Reproductive health is crucial. What have you done to ensure this line of communication is open so that adolescents do not just rely on civil society groups and health facilities for such information?
We have trainings and workshops that have been put in place for caregivers and children and young people living with HIV. And in these programs, we have also incorporated the parenting skills from our OVC programming. This ensures that the parents have enough skill to handle and to deal with their children. At the same time, the children with the incapacitation that they've got from all those SRHR training, they can always understand each other in terms of issues to do with how best they can deal with SRHR issues, how best they can discuss them at a family level, at school level, and even at community level, not also forgetting at church level.
Well, thank you very much to Uncle Shepherd there, and thank you so much to Dave as well as Yvette.
So, thank you so much for the information, guys. As I'm dealing, we always bring you infotainment, that's information, entertainment, and everything. So, sexual reproductive health and rights is a crucial part of adolescents and young people, whether they are sexually active or not. And it is important to note or recognize the importance role young people can play in delivering effective SRH programs, and which have improved the health outcomes of their peers.
Very true, Mercy. And a few messages coming through to the ZFM stereo platform. Narukufunza kuti peshi murungoti SRHR and rukupotza kuti zvinoreve chizvozvo. SRHR stands for Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights. And that's exactly what we've been discussing right here. And my discussion nenda hapere panapa, hapere on a Saturday, papa. I learn that all through every single day of the week, all day long, whenever morning golf go to Christian Ye and Akuda Kubunza, Unungoshanisa, any of the platforms. And Mercy gave us our WhatsApp platform, which is?
WhatsApp platform. So for our WhatsApp platform, you take is 0732 335,000.
And of course, the Zandiri platform is the U Report platform. That is, SMS the word Zandiri to 33500, and this platform is for free. This episode will be aired again this coming Thursday on Heboy FM and 98.4 Midlands. So do tune in between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. And as you know, the Zandiri radio show is a platform for young people and the rest of the community to learn about HIV-related information. So I use the Yongori, yes, certain people would have a chit and don't for no tear, I am unwes and for no tear because tears it didn't get to see that Pamichete. And of course, I look forward to us hanging out next time again as we live stream in. Informative information on the Zandiri radio show. And also, if you have questions, SMS the word Zandiri to 33500 for assistance, or you can simply visit the website www.africaid-zandiri.org. That's www.africaid-zandiri.org, and you can learn more about the work being done by CATS and AfriCAID within the communities they serve. Mercy.
Oh, okay, Auntie Paige. So, guys, until next time, we are signing out. Always keep safe.
Thank you so much, Mercy. It was lovely hanging, hoping we do get to do that next week. My name is Patience Musa. You're tuned to my station, your station, ZFM Stereo. Tune in for more of Zandiri next Saturday, or you can also just tune in to Heboy FM and 98.4 Midlands, and that is this coming Thursday between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. This is your weekend. You go ahead and claim it, take it, own it, and rock it. Break my bones, break my blood, make me better.